creativeness in a person is when both sides are functioning. Both sides are functioning. If you take a look at every person in the next one next to you, just turn around and say hello to the one next to you. Okay? And he's gone. You will notice that in everybody, one eye is bigger than the other. Now you're taking a second look. Alright? It's a fact. Now there's some people we're almost equal, but usually it's very, very minor. It's not but if you blow it up 1,000 times you could observe it. One eye is bigger than the other. That's because you use the opposite half of your brain more. So now turn to your other neighbor and have a close look. Alright. So if your right eye is larger than your left one, your left hand, you use your left side more. If your left eye is bigger than your right, it's your more right brain. If both are equally sparkling, like the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have both functioning normally. Right? But most of the time, we rely heavily on one side than the other. And the reason we need to understand is that in all our business problems, in all our ministry problems, everybody faces problems and we need solution. The problem is not just in our lack or in the problems itself. The problem is we lack a solution. We need an idea. The problem with problems is that it will be no problem if you have an idea to solve the problem. So the problem with problems is a lack of ideas. It's a problem of ideas. It's not a money problem people face. It's an idea problem. How to do it. It's not a time problem, it's an idea problem. See, any problem you have, the main problem is the lack of ideas. The lack of ability to be creative the way God meant you to be. And if we understand how to bring ourselves to the stage to receive God's wisdom and to develop in it, we will be more successful. We would be able to demonstrate God's wisdom like the world has never known before. And like for example, in illustration, I was working on my theory of atomic physics, and I realized that in the molecule of water, which is H2O, and actually hydrogen has three isotopes, which is hydrogen, deuterium, and tritium. So we're talking about hydrogen. Right. Let me don't go too much into those things, but just enough to illustrate. So I was working on that for about 4 hours to do the calculation, because the scientists have a problem. They found that when the H2O molecule combine, according to calculations, which in science we call it Pauli's exclusion principle and Schrödinger's equation, the H molecule should join with the oxygen molecule at 90 degrees. In all their experiments, they tested it and they found it to be 104 degrees. And they don't understand why. My Britannica says it's too long to explain the difference. Too much. I say, hey, they shortchanged me. And it just goes on to say, through a process of hybridization, we could account for the 14 degrees difference, but not satisfactory. They found that it was about 104 degrees. And do you know all of science have no answer for that? And my theory has an answer for that. I did my calculations, took 4 hours, but before I did this was what happened. I'll share my experience with you. See, the Lord gave me what I call a table of how the protons and neutrons unite together. It's just like if you learn in Form 5 science that the electrons of the atom join together through the electron, right? It's the electrons that join together, right? To be visual, Brother Paul, can you come right up? It's good. Right. I have to illustrate this to let you appreciate how the God uses the visual side, the right side, to give you the impression. Okay, can you put both your hands on this way? Yeah, here we go. Pastor Barnabas, can you come right up? Okay, he is an atom for the time being, okay? He's an atom. And he has what I call two free electrons, okay? And so Barnabas is here. Can we put one hand behind you and the other hand out? Okay. So he is also an atom, but he has only one electron, okay? And he is a hydrogen atom. This one is helium, two electrons. So what happens according to current theory is for two is the first shell. In other words, it needs to always be two if at the first level to unite. So this one is complete, so it cannot join. It's enough. But it's incomplete. So if I am another hydrogen atom, okay, I also got one here. I need to reach what I call two to be balanced. So there is the two. Then it can, what I call, have two functions. So I will join this way. See, that makes it what I call balance. Okay? Thank you. That's for illustration. So you learn about how it has to be 2, 8, 18, 32, and then 18, etc. All the different shells that they call KLMNOP shells to join together. Nobody has found out what goes on in a shell. In fact, that is also a new theory. That within the nucleus, there are shells. Not just an electron shell, there are what I call proton-neutron shells inside. And so in my theory, I put it as QRSTUVW. And here is according to my calculation, based on that. So the Lord gave me, as I was praying and I was doing my calculation, the Lord gave me the number. In I got it from all the experiments. I look at all these experiments and verify their results. And they found that there are magic numbers called neutrons. That it was always in a magic number of 50, 82, 126. And nobody knows why. They just put magic numbers of neutrons. So as I was calculating, and then the Lord gave me the formula. It was what I call 4, 16, 30, 30, and 30, and 16, and 4. Give me a formula for the inside. So I was so happy and excited I found the formula inside. Then, I had my rest. Incidentally, I did all the calculations after the overnight prayer. So I didn't sleep at all. And then, a strange thing happened. Now, here's where, you know, the other side of the brain starts working. I was using the left side calculations and all that math. I went to sleep. Of course, I worship the Lord. I spend time with the Lord, worship the Lord, prepare, you know, my message, walk with the Lord, and prepare the message and, you know, serve the Lord and all those things that you normally do. And I went to sleep. Oh, I always sleep with music. All the time. Music is a part of me. It goes on all the time. Put on my player, everything. It's vital to me. I understand the importance of development. And then I woke up after about 2 hours, and there was the first thought. Interesting. The first thought that came to me was this. I know it had nothing to do with my left side. It's through the dianoia side. When I woke up, you know, usually when you woke up, you love the Lord, you say, praise the Lord, worship you, and your mind starts thinking. The funny thing is, when I woke up, straight away, the first thought, I mean, of all thoughts, and being a minister, you know, everybody think that your first thought is, hallelujah, morning has broken, right? The first thought was, I'll give you the 90 degree problem, why is 104? I say, wow, Lord, hallelujah. And I quickly sat down, and all those things start coming up, and I know it was not me. I saw the problem, and according to my calculation, that it should be, you see, they were 14 degrees off. It should be 90, they got 104. And according to my calculation, it's actually 13.5 degrees off. You see, they did a calculation based on the electron. They did not and could not calculate the proton and neutron position because the theory has not been established yet. So based on my calculation was it will be 103.5 degrees orientation. That's closer than their results. And I was so excited, and I recognized it. And every time I have one of those, I go to my wife and say, hey, I got, they discovered a new thing. And this past month, my wife keep looking at me like a mad scientist, you know. We've been discovering so many new things. And so every time, you know, there's something. And so here is where I realized that there is a mental state and condition that we need to remain in to tap into the flow of God's wisdom. Perhaps some of you have a business problem, and you're not developing in what I call the musical area, which is the prime force of the spirit being. I mean, people who could afford, some people find it difficult to save up and buy, but people who could afford a reasonable price player that is auto-reverse, buy a simple music tape and put it auto-reverse, and they don't do it. They could afford cars, they could afford all this, but they don't spend the money on these things that would develop their wisdom and their mind. Like a teaching. And so, what we need to do, if you really, I would challenge you, and I found this observation to be correct, that people who begin to grow more and more to listen to music, you start first with a normal sense of music, maybe praise songs, worship songs, but you begin to progress into music like Beethoven's, Brahms, Mozart, things that normally you never appreciate. You do not appreciate at all normally. I mean, you say, what is that? I mean, what is all this thing? But you begin to make yourself hear them. Beethoven was a Christian, incidentally. So was Mozart, and so was Brahms, and so was Handel. They are the best musicians I've all been, believers and Christians. That without the Lord Jesus, they would not have been able to come with that kind of theory. That's why they have found out that most of the scientists and most of the inventors and most of those what I call brainy folks are rising up from nations that has a Christian background. There are a few exceptions here and there. But primarily, it's where the gospel has touched in a life and nerve center of that nation. And if we would do this, and talking about simple things that ABCs that all of us could do to develop in what I call wisdom, it's begin to expose your very spirit, soul, and body to a continual flow of music. Today we have the technology to do that. No, long ago you got to employ a 24-hour fiddler. Something. Today we could do that. Simple cassette tape, simple player. I mean, it's a simple thing. All you need to do, know how to press the right button. That's all. And yet, the people who could afford, who don't do that. And I would challenge you, if you begin to do that to your kids, from the time they're small, put a music atmosphere when you sleep. And now, there are two forms of music, those with voice, those without voice. I'm talking about those instrumental. No voices. Just the musical instrument. Silent communication. Non-verbal communication, not silent. Non-verbal communication. And what happens is this, that I believe. See, the right side functions in the musical area. And as you are acquainted with simple tunes, there's a harmony flowing inside. Then when you begin to hear music like Beethoven and Brahms and Mozart, your right side begins to, what I call, think in longer sentences. Just like your left side, it thinks in longer sentences because of your vocabulary and because of your development.